"Batter up on table 4," I called as I passed the kitchen door. The colonel peeked out at me. He keeps his gray hair military short, but his brown eyes glow warm and friendly. "Pancakes, sir," I explained. "New code." He winked and the door swished shut behind him. I grabbed the cafe phone and dialed. Dale picked up on the third ring.
"Hello?" he mumbled. "Why is it?"
"Why is it?" Unlike me, Dale doesn't wake up good. "Because," I replied, "they're auctioning the Tupelo Inn today, and if you don't get over here, you'll miss our ride."
"Mo,"
he replied, and hung up. Dale's not an inline thinker. I gave Sal a thumbs up as a white minivan wheeled into our gravel parking lot. The Azalea Women, a.k.a. the Uptown Garden Club, tumbled out and scattered like pigeons. They chatted their way to the cafe door and threaded through the crowd. "I'll be glad to see that old inn go," one said as they bumped two red formica tables together near the jukebox. "I hear Mutter closed it down," another added. The cafe went quiet. Murder? Grandmother Miss Lacey Thornton, who sat at the counter serenely nibbling her toast, whipped around to stare at the Azalea Women. The toes of her navy pumps just grazed the floor. Grandmother Miss Lacey's short like me. We aren't related by blood. She took me in as her honorary granddaughter in first grade. She's the oldest, nice person in Tupelo Landing. Also, the richest. "Rumor mongering," she murmured. "How sad." "Yes, ma'am, it's tragic," I said, and waved at the Azalea Women. "Have a seat. I'll be right with you," I called, slipping a clue pad into my pocket. Few people know it, but waitressing is like deep cover, with tips. I ferried a tray of ice water to their table. "Did you mention a murder?" I asked, dealing the glasses around. "Because Desperado Detective Agency is now accepting new clients, misdemeanors and felonies are our pleasure. Murder's our specialty. How may we help?" It was borderline true. Dale and me opened Desperado Detective Agency at the beginning of the summer and solved our first murder in June. Since then, we'd had just two cases, both of lost pet nature. First, Hannah Green's dog, Mort, who we found running with a bad crowd at the trailer park. Then Sal's goldfish, Big Frank, who'd gone dust to dust behind Sal's aquarium. Dale broke the news.
"It looks like suicide," he told her, his voice grim.
"A second high-profile murder would be good for business." The Azalea Women looked away from Grandmother Miss Lacey's icy stare and studied their silverware. I tried a different tack. "Today's low-carb iced beverage comes to you compliments of me," I said. I draped a paper napkin over my arm. "My name is Mo LeBeau, with the accent on the end. I'll be taking care of you ladies today." "You don't need to introduce yourself, Mo," one of them said. "We've known you since the day you washed into town." "True," I replied. "But I like to keep things professional to encourage tips, which, by the way, I'm saving for college. A possible orphan has to plan ahead. Today," I continued, "we got a breakfast menagerie, which is French for sausage and egg casserole with cheese. This comes with hot biscuits or molasses for $5. For anyone trying to skinny down, I can substitute you a wheat toast with sugar-free. What can I start you with?" "Coffee and skinny," they chorused. "An excellent choice. And your murder selection." This time, the lead Azalea Woman stared straight at Grandmother Miss Lacey. "I won't go into details," she sniffed. "But I hear Red Baker's involved." Crud. Another Red Baker rumor. Grandmother Miss Lacey shook her head. "Believe you me," the Azalea Woman continued, her voice going stiletto. "Whatever happened out at that old inn, if anything did, is Red Baker's fault. Or his people's before him." I slapped my clue pad closed. A total dead end. Red Baker, who lives outside town, mostly keeps to himself. The colonel says he's second-generation moonshine and 100% trouble. Mr. Red, who visits the cafe once in a blue moon, has never been mean to me.
but it's a town rule that if anything goes wrong, he's behind it. Him or else Dale's daddy, Mr. Macon, if he's out on bail, which at the moment he ain't. Mark my words, the azalea woman said, her eyeglasses swinging on their chain. Red Baker's people have always been bad news. And the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Mine did, I reminded her. I've been searching for my family tree since the day I was born. All I know so far is it's somewhere upstream. I headed for the kitchen. I'll get your order in right away.